You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm. That was the brilliant jazz musician, composer, conductor, multi-instrumentalist, and author, David Amram, right at the top of this hour of a new episode of Neon Jazz Together with his orchestra on the 1961 tune True Blue off his score for the soundtrack to The Young Savages. This man has been all over the music map, from jazz to folk to classical and well beyond. His mind is a marvel of stories and history. In jazz, he is known as one of the very first to improvise with the French horn. This prowess led him to work with cats like Dizzy Gillespie, Lionel Hampton, Willie Nelson, Langston Hughes, Charlie Mingus, Pepper Adams, Leonard Bernstein, Mary Lou Williams, T.S. Monk, and the great Hunter S. Thompson. And he had also met and knew the great Charlie Parker. He was also one of the very first people to ever lay down music on Jack Kerouac's spoken word poetry. For over 50 years, he has traveled the world as a conductor, soloist, bandleader, visiting scholar, and narrator in 5 languages. And most recently, he came to Kansas City to talk firsthand about his life at the Folk Alliance. And Kansas City is a town that he absolutely loves. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he had a dazzling array of observations, but it was one about how jazz is doing in 2015 that was very well said. Have a listen.
I think more than ever, if they can get a chance to peek through that curtain and see and hear the army of people out there who can do it better than ever. Yeah. The problem is now that that curtain is so enormous and overwhelming, and the information highway that we have is so full of superficial, supercilious trash jammed down our throats, an avalanche of swill dumped upon us 24 hours a day by the slopmeisters, who are people that generally never learned to sing, dance, draw, tell a joke, hang out with anybody, or have a romance or anything. Very often flunked out of law school and are strung out on drugs. Often those are the people who decide what is supposed to be entertaining, what we deserve, and themselves are culturally deprived.
Man, David Amram is one cool cat. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town David Amram loves, and for a very good reason, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, all ready to give you one more hour of quality jazz listening. One song simply isn't going to cut it from Mr. Amram. So here he is with another one, with a cut off the 2012 album called Occupy This Album, and this is the tune simply called Occupy.
Get to Wall Street, find yourself a small street. It's time to occupy more than your mind. The time is now, not later, so be an instigator and see what you can do for humankind. Each small step up that mountain is a tall step when you're counting all the phony loans those bankers had folks sign. We bailed those bankers out, that's what fair play's all about. Now the bankers say their cupboards all are bare. Seems that they've forgotten all the gold that they have gotten was loaned to them by us for all to share. 99% can barely pay their rent. We have the right to say this isn't fair. Something we can do, even me and you, to make a home where all of us can stay. Let's empty out our shelves, become mean and lean ourselves. It's time to occupy without delay. Let's keep on occupying every day. Let's keep on trying so freedom's bells will never fade away. Give me a slice of that fresh occupy, 'cause it tastes so good. Let's share that pie with everyone like we know we should. We can all create our own Occupy recipe. Then share a slice of that Occupy with everyone we see. Take a fresh one from the kitchen, tell every passerby, I bought you this pie as food for thought, now it's time for you to occupy. You can't get to Wall Street, find yourself a small street, it's time to occupy today. Let's keep on occupying, every day keep on trying, so freedom's bells will never fade away. Let's keep on occupying, so every day let's keep on trying, so freedom's bells will never fade away.
Hi, this is David Amram. I hope that you will tell your friends to join you in listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo. It'll raise your hopes, it'll lift your spirits, and you won't be disappointed.
That was a great young pianist and composer on the scene today, making some good quality jazz. Nick Sanders, right out of Brooklyn, New York, with the 2014 song Let's Start off his album You Are a Creature. He was raised in New Orleans, was a graduate of the New England Conservatory, and was a multi-year winner of the Marion and Ubi Blake International Piano Award. He has released two albums, and his former teacher and mentor, the brilliant Fred Hirsch, produced both of them. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Nick noted one jazz album that swayed him further towards the jazz arts. This is what he had to say.
Coltrane, A Love Supreme. Hearing that, really, I think that, honestly, that was like the kind of aha moment for me. when I was listening. Because at the time when I was in New Orleans, when I heard that record, I was in the classical music department. And I remember when I heard that, I sat down and listened to the whole thing. And I was just like, this is incredible. Like the type of energy that I heard in the music was really a different kind of energy than from playing classical music.
And man, the good thing for all of us is that Nick is going to be around for a long time. And that's a good thing. Our next cat on the show is German saxophonist and arranger Jokey Freund with the tune The Caribbean Ringo, right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
beautiful creatures out there in Kansas City. This is Nick Sanders from Brooklyn, New York, and you are listening to Joe DiVino on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back.
That was Augusta, Georgia native and trombone man Marcus Lewis with the 2012 song Facing East off his debut album called Facing East. And from that early love of jazz, he went on to graduate from Valdosta State University with a bachelor's degree. And then he went on to get his master's degree in trombone performance from the University of Nebraska at Omaha. From his base in Atlanta, he leads his own quintet and continues to tour with the Marcus Lewis Band, along with the Grammy-nominated vocalist Janelle Monáe, who is actually from Kansas City, Kansas. Marcus is a huge talent in the jazz world, and there will be undoubtedly much, much more to come from him. On the program next is a fixture from the early Kansas City heyday and a huge talent on the keys. Here's Mary Lou Williams, and she is the subject of a new PBS documentary produced by Carol Bash called The Lady Who Swings the Band. Here she is with the tune Overhand or New Foggy Bottom.
Foundation International, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was saxophonist Doug Webb with the 2010 tune Try a Little Tenderness off his Midnight album. After he got his Bachelor of Music from the Berklee College of Music, he went on to become featured on hundreds of recordings for cats like Horace Silver, Freddie Hubbard, Stanley Clark, Quincy Jones, Rod Stewart, Carly Simon, and the list goes on and on. And for 15 years, he played with the Doc Severinsen Tonight Show Big Band. And here is your Trivial Pursuit moment. Doug was the man that played the soprano sax for the Law & Order theme song. This next cat on the show is Australian jazz pianist Matt Baker with the 2014 song Claude's Blues off his album called Avatar.
This is Oliver Lake, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Have a ball.
That was the cool and late great trumpeter Johnny Coles with his quartet in tow on the song High Fly. Little Johnny C spent his early career playing with the R&B groups like Eddie Vincent, Bull Moose Jackson, and Earl Bostick. He moved on to play with James Moody, with Gil Evans's orchestra, and on the Miles Davis album Sketches of Spain. From there, he was with Charlie Mingus in his sextet that included Eric Dolphy and Clifford Jordan. This guy did not play around, and he laid down some good music. As we wind things down here on the show, this next cat is saxophonist and clarinetist known for working with Ben Webster, Benny Goodman, Dizzy Gillespie, and Duke Ellington. A big crowd there. Bud Johnson with his standard Foggy Nights.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great Bud Johnson with his tune Foggy Nights. So Bud is still around in spirit. His grandson, Albert Johnson, or also known as Prodigy, is a member of the hip-hop duo Mobb Deep. Our final cut on this hour of Neon Jazz is the great songwriter, bandleader, composer, conductor, arranger, and bebop pianist Ralph Burns with the 1955 song Bijou. And thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the defender of good music for all ears around the world, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.